I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. All right, I actually want to do something a little bit different today. I put together a presentation for us so that we could kind of go through step by step all of the points that we're going to be hitting on. And I thought having some slides and some bullet points would add some additional clarity to all the different things we're going to talk about. So the obvious elephant in the room is the economy. So what we're going to talk about right now is how to build or possibly restore your web design business right now in light of all the changes that are taking place. And this is a really important topic, and it kind of piggybacks onto what we were talking about last week too, in terms of ways that you can help clients. But it's a really important topic because of the dramatic difference that it can make both in your own life, but especially in the lives of your clients who really desperately need your help right now. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. The overall idea here is that everyone, you know, all web designers know they have to adapt. And what does that look like for you? So how to adapt to the new economy? We're going to look at three major areas that need to change. And the first is your business model. So the big idea with the business model shift is you have to increase the price of your work. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about your client's mindset and how we need to adjust and kind of help open the eyes of your client to see the path to success rather than allow your client to really just hunker down and stall out and to have them prevent you from helping them. And so we need to adapt your client's mindset. And then the final thing is your offer. How can we change your offer so that it's going to be something that really does resonate with people so that they can actually see how you're helping them and not just the individual technical things that you plan to do for them? In fact, you know, a lot of times people, you know, I'm hearing people get, you know, web designers getting calls from their clients where they're like, hey, I need to cancel my marketing. I need to cancel my website, you know, or maybe they want to take over doing some of the marketing that you're doing for them, they're going to just do it themselves, things like that. And that's really doing more harm than good. It's obviously not helping you, but it's definitely not helping them either because they don't know what they're doing. And wouldn't it be better to have an actual path to success? So we have to change the offer. And here's the big idea. The big idea is you can't just offer the technical development. You have to add business consulting into the mix. You know more about what works online, what works, what doesn't work online, how to be successful, how to implement that path to success. You know more about that technically. You also know more about that from a business consulting or a business development standpoint. And you have to put both of those things together in order to really make this come to life. So let's dive into it. Let's talk about your business model and how to adapt your business model. So everything that we're about to talk about benefits you, your clients, and your clients' customers. The business model needs to adapt in three ways. So if what we're about to talk about was not going to benefit everyone, I wouldn't want to talk about it. I only want to talk about things where everybody wins. And this is absolutely one of those things where if you shift your business model, then you're able to not only benefit yourself, but you're also able to benefit your clients, and that in turn benefits their customers too. So everybody benefits from all of this. And the first thing that we need to talk about is increasing the price of your work, because right now there are two things happening. One, business owners feel like they're going broke. they don't know what to do. You know, their businesses are stalled out and they're panicking. The other thing is web designers are out there waiving fees and slashing prices and offering free work. And all of that shows that your heart's in the right place. You're trying to be helpful, but really that's doing more harm than good. That's not illuminating the path to success for your clients. It's really just enabling them to stall out and continue on with the suffering. So what we want to do is we want to increase the price of your work. That's what you actually need to do. You actually need to increase your prices because you're going to have to deliver a much higher level of work. And we'll get into the details of what that looks like here in a minute. But the point is, now, more than ever, you have to deliver results for your clients. And if you're slashing your prices, you won't have the time and the resources to do your best work. And that's why you have to raise your prices so you can do your best work And since you're now doing your best work, your clients are getting the best results from that. The second thing you have to do is you have to increase the consistency of your cash flow. So this is another thing that obviously benefits you, but it also benefits your clients. And the big thing, like, take this away from this conversation. One and done projects do not deliver business outcomes. And that's a huge shift that a lot of web designers are going to have to make. Like, if you find that your previous business model was to build a website, kind of implement everything and then hand it over and kind of move on, and you're doing lots of one and done projects, that is not going to work today. And the primary reason for that is, well, it didn't really even work before, but today, even more so than ever before, clients need results. And one and done projects don't deliver business outcomes. And therefore, you're going to have to get away from that and start increasing the consistency of your cash flow by sticking with the clients that you have. So continue to work with the clients, offer business development, ongoing consulting, ongoing marketing. You have to stick with the client to make sure that you see them through to the results that they're really counting on you for. And by having the one and done kind of project business model, not only are you damaging yourself by having that wild roller coaster of inconsistent cash flow, but you're really not offering results to your clients either. Now, it could be the case that a client took a one and done project that you implemented and achieved results from that, but it wasn't because of you. It was because of them. It was because they told you to do something good, or maybe they had an additional marketing team use the foundation that you laid or something like that. But the ultimate success came because of them. And right now, your clients need your leadership, and they're out of ideas. They don't know what to do. They're paralyzed, and they need you to come in with business consulting and the technical chops to pull off the things that you're talking about. And that means you have to develop these recurring revenue, long-term relationships with your clients, moving away from these one-and-done, you know, projects. And the third thing that we have to look at is reducing the time that you spend looking for clients. And this applied even before the whole pandemic thing, but it especially applies right now. We need to talk about three things when it comes to reducing the time you spend looking for clients, because finding clients, building a lead flow, trying to have like a steady flow of leads is not the right direction for you right now, because first of all, it's going to generate one and done projects. You know, the reason you have to have a steady flow of leads is fundamentally because your business model is based on one and done projects. Otherwise, if you had a business model based on, you know, finding a lead and sticking with them, then you wouldn't have to have a steady flow of leads. You would just need a handful of high quality clients. And then you would stick with them and work with them on an ongoing basis, and that would be much better. And ultimately, what that means is you're spending more time on billable work. So if you're not out there finding leads, then you're actually doing the work with the clients you already have. And that's ultimately where you want to be. For example, if you spent 50% of your time finding leads and the other 50% of your time doing the actual work, well, you just cut your earning potential in half. Like, you're only making money during half of the time. Wouldn't it be better to reduce that other 50% of non-billable free, and sometimes it's, you know, I say free, but it's actually more expensive than that. Oftentimes there's travel and sponsorships and, you know, all kinds of ads and Facebook ads and Google ads and SEO and all these other things that you do to generate leads. So there's expense on top of it. But the point overall in terms of your income is it doesn't generate revenue. In fact, it's an expense. So wouldn't it be great to reduce that and increase the actual billable time so that you can maximize your earning potential? So that's one thing that we need to look at, is spend more time on billable work, cut out your biggest expense, which is finding leads, generating that lead flow. And again, the whole reason you need the lead flow is because most web designers have their mindset fixed on one and done projects. I'll build a website, I'll launch the website, I hand it over, and the only recurring revenue that tends to come out of that, if there's any at all, is a couple bucks a month for hosting and like WordPress maintenance or something. But what we need to do is we need to get your business consulting hat on in addition to your technical hat, so that you're sticking with your clients to the tune of hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month for your overall consulting and the technical implementation of the things you're consulting about. So you're able to see both sides of the coin. That puts you in a better position than someone who can only do one or the other. And that's ultimately the whole point of double stack, is to get you in the point to the point where you're doing both things, the double stack, the tech stack and the business development stack. So cutting out your biggest expense, that's thing number two. And the third thing is, when you put all that stuff together, it maximizes your earning potential. So if you are working for yourself, or you just have a couple people working with you, it's really important to try to maximize your earning potential. So if you want to get to the point where you're making, you know, 100 grand a year working out of your house on your own business, you can't be spending half of your time or even more than that trying to find leads and spending a whole bunch of money to build a lead flow and doing all the marketing and the advertising. What you really need to do to maximize your earning potential is make sure that you are spending the majority of your time actually doing billable work, helping clients. So, and when you do all of those things, it really ends up helping everybody. Like, you increase the price of your work so you can do your best work, which gets better results for your clients. You increase the consistency of your cash flow by developing recurring revenue because you're there seeing your clients through to the end, so that making sure that they're getting the results that they're counting on you for. And then you're reducing the time you spend looking for clients, which of course is better for you, but it's also better for your clients because now you're working with them on an ongoing basis. So everybody wins, and that's how you have to adapt your business model. So now let's take a look at how clients will have to adapt. The businesses that just sit around waiting for things to get back to normal aren't going to make it. That's one of the biggest points to really underscore here. It's like most businesses are sitting around wondering when things are going to open back up. When are things going to get back to normal? And they're just stalling out, hoping to hold on long enough to make it to that point. And that's just not a good position to be in. At best, they're going to have to reopen and then recover. What we want to be doing instead is you want to be working with businesses and helping them take action to adapt. And when those businesses that do take action do adapt, they will not only survive, they're going to thrive. They're going to overtake the people who are just stalling out and waiting. And so it's our job as web designers and business consultants to reach out to our clients and help them become those businesses that not only survive, but also thrive because of the path to success that you pave for them, not only with your consulting, but also with your technical skills. So that's how clients are going to have to adapt. They're going to have to jump into the action, understand how they can make things better, not only for themselves, but for their customers, and then how can you implement that path with them. That's what you want to be. You don't want to be in the situation where you're just sitting around twiddling your thumbs, stuck. So that's how clients have to adapt. And let's take a look at the client's mindset, because in order to be able to help them adapt, you can't just like snap your fingers and say, adapt. You have to understand where they're coming from so that you can then fundamentally shift their point of view. But you can't shift the point of view unless you understand the point of view first. So let's take a look at what that is. There are two major changes that have fundamentally altered the world of web design. And let's take a look at what those are. And then we're going to take a look at what impact all of that has on how you find and help clients and how you price your work. And the biggest one is the invasion of these low-cost alternatives for getting websites out there. Now, what I'm talking about right now is not how you go about getting new clients. What I'm talking about is the client's mindset. Like, what do they think a website is and how much a website should cost and what a website will do for them? So we'll talk about the economy in a minute because that's the second big change. I just mentioned that we're going to talk about two big changes. Obviously, the economy is one, but this is the other one. So we need to take a look at all of these things so that we can understand your client's mindset before we understand how to overcome the obstacles they're facing. So when it comes to web design, the first thing to understand is there's a massive invasion of these low-cost ways to get websites. And there's just so many ways to do it, so many cheap ways, Wix and Weebly and Squarespace and Fiverr and Upwork, all these different places. And if you're out there trying to sell websites or raw technical services on your own, then you're not going to make it. It's like, because your pricing can't match the price points of these platforms. Like, you're not going to build a $50 website. Yet I see people on Facebook advertising for $50 WordPress sites. I mean, you're not going to be able to charge 15 bucks a month for the whole thing, which is what it would cost if you built like a Wix website. So if you're a business owner and you want to roll up your sleeves and build your own site, you can spin up a site on Squarespace or Wix or whatever for very, very, very low rates. And if you don't feel like doing it yourself, there's plenty of people eager to build a site for significantly less than $1,000. And if you're wanting to bring in like $5,000 or $10,000 per month at those prices, you'd have to launch more than a site a week. I mean, the workflow, the lead flow, the whole business model doesn't work at the level that you're going to want in order to hit the income goals that you're really capable of hitting and that you, of course, need to be hitting to stay afloat. So I mention all of that not to say that we need to compete with Wix and Squarespace and Weebly, or that, you know, somehow the work that you're doing is on par with what they're doing. Obviously, you and I know that when you get a custom site and everything, it's better. But I'm bringing this out to unveil the client's mindset so that we can then understand where they're coming from so that we can then better position ourselves to help them. So obviously, cheap websites lack the sophistication, the customization of a professionally built website. And like, I know that, and you know that, and you know, your clients probably even know that too, but most business owners don't care. they don't care, right? So like if they went on Wix or Squarespace or whatever and built a site for themselves, you know, it would be responsive. It would have an SSL certificate. They'd be able to add and update pages on their own whenever they want for basically free because they don't have to have a developer. And there's no software updates or hosting or backups to worry about. And it's really affordable. It's incredibly affordable. So that's kind of this new situation has shaped the mindset of your clients. So if you're out there saying, hey, would you like a custom website for $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000, then everyone's gonna have a disconnect there because they're thinking, well, websites should be inexpensive. Look at all of these cheap ways to get websites. So that's an important thing to understand. But in addition to that, we also have to understand how the economy has impacted your client's mindset. So let's take a look at understanding your client's mindset in light of the economic changes that have taken place recently. So one of the big things that I'm hearing all the time from people's clients is, hey, I can't do business right now, so why would I invest in marketing? And I know a lot of web designers are getting calls from their clients, canceling their projects because their current approach to marketing has become obsolete, right? So your client's current approach to marketing their business has become obsolete. Like even if they were successful, like even if they did generate leads, what would they do with them? What can you do with a lead when you can't even run your business right now? So they're thinking, why would I invest in marketing under those conditions? The second thing they're thinking is, where can I cut costs? Like, hey, I'm not making the money I used to make, or maybe I'm not making any money at all right now, and maybe all I need is a cheap website, or maybe I don't need a website at all, and they don't want to pay developers, and what can they do themselves? And maybe they can do their own social media management or whatever right now. You know, maybe they're not doing anything else. Maybe they should just take it on themselves. And that's doing more harm than good. It's doing a lot more harm than good. It's not actually helping them see the path to success. It's not actually benefiting them. There's no way that a business owner who doesn't specialize in online marketing is going to do better at online marketing than someone like you or me who spends your whole life doing online marketing. And if you're not doing a very good job with the marketing, then what's the point of doing it at all? And so that's not helping. And not only that, but they're doubling down on the old approach, like the current approach to their business. And that's the thing that has to adapt. That's what we're talking about. So we're going to have to shift all of that. So and now, of course, more than ever, we need to be focusing on how we can get better outcomes for our clients, understanding where they're coming from. So what about web designers? How will you have to adapt to all of these things? And there's really two groups. There's web designers who still are going around asking businesses if they want a new website. And those are the web designers who just aren't going to be able to make it. Nobody wants a new website right now. Nobody is looking to hire someone because they have a need for certain technical skills. I mean, that's the market for that has dramatically shrunk. And business owners are now much more concerned about how are they going to create revenue? How are they going to stay in business? What does business look like in the future? You know, they're not thinking, oh, I need to update my website right now. They're trying to figure out what to do overall. So that's one group of people. The web designers that are out there just asking if people want new websites or doubling down on pure tech services, that's not going to work. What you need to do instead is the web designers who step up and offer that path to success that we were just talking about for their clients, those are the ones that are crushing it right now. And like the double stackers that I've been working with over the past few weeks, it's like the main thing, like every time we get together for our weekly meetings, the main thing that I'm hearing is, oh, I'm busier than I've ever been. I've had record busy months. This is, you know, there's so much that I could be doing. I'm overwhelmed. You know, when you come to your clients with this new mindset of how they can actually do better and how they maybe can even migrate certain aspects of their business that were traditionally offline, online, something like that. And we'll talk more about that in a second. When you offer that path to success, that's the kind of thing that really inspires people, that motivates people. That's a very valuable thing. And it's much more valuable than a cheap website. That's the overall point that I'm making. You're not selling websites, you're selling better businesses. And that boosts your value, that puts you in a position of authority where you command the kind of expertise and respect that you really deserve, because you're not just selling cheap websites, you're actually helping business owners get better results out of the work that you're providing. So where can you find clients like this? Like, what kinds of clients are looking for help right now? There's really two groups. We talked a little bit about this last week. We'll talk a little bit more right now. But there's the migrators, right? There's the business owners who need to migrate certain elements of their business online. For example, like people that are adding telemedicine to the mix. Like, I actually had my first telemedicine experience this morning. My little girl, I have a little girl, and we were out. We have, you know, like 15 acres of land here. And we were just out in the yard the other day over the weekend, and she got a little scratch on her shin. And it looks like it kind of got a little bit infected. And so I wanted to call the doctor and be like, hey, do we need to see about this or whatever? And it was great because I didn't have to drive anywhere. I didn't have to go sit in a germ-infested waiting room. We did it all online. And that's a perfect example. It's like normally, like in the old days, so to speak, you have to go to the doctor. And then this morning I was able to, hey, you know what? We just pulled out the iPad, did a virtual meeting, and you know, everything is good to go. So that's an example of migrating something that would traditionally be offline and bringing it online. Or personal trainers or whatever who are offering online group coaching sessions and even getting better results for their clients and with the one-on-one sessions. Or restaurants who need online ordering and curbside pickup, or people that want to sell gift certificates and things like that. Like, there's all different kinds of things that you can migrate online. And that is one of the categories of businesses that really, really need your help right now. People that are trying to migrate certain things online. The other is visionaries. And visionaries are people who are taking a breather right now. Like, their businesses are fine. They're not going anywhere. When things open back up, they'll be there. And the day-to-day life of their business has slowed down, which is giving them an opportunity to focus on these larger projects that they've been putting off until they had a chance to do them. Well, now they have the chance. And oftentimes this could be larger corporations or even nonprofits. Like one of the people that I'm working with in DoubleStack, she just landed like this $18,000 project. And, you know, she's helping people with online donations and fundraising and online marketing so that when things do open back up, they're just really going to hit the ground running. I know a friend of mine also is building a web application for a company that manages like the hotel linens, like the towels and the bed sheets and all of that stuff for hotels. Well, there's not a whole lot of people staying in hotels right now. So they're taking this opportunity to really build out an awesome, stronger foundation to keep to, well, where are the linens and what hotels need what and what trucks are going to deliver everything and who's washing these and whatever. So just kind of keeping track of all the stuff so that when people do return to the hotels, they're going to be able to be much more efficient with the way they manage their business. And so now they have a breather. Now they have a time to actually, you know, put all of that in place. But it doesn't have to just be large businesses. It could be smaller people too, like dog groomers. Like, we're just talking about dog groomers. Like, dog's fur that doesn't stop growing, you know, regardless of the economic situation. And so when dog groomers can open back up, wouldn't it be great if they had like online calendaring, like online booking, so that, you know, maybe in the beginning they can only service like one person at a time or something, and then people could go online and, you know, pick the right time for them and, you know, see what slots of availability there are and whatever. And then moving forward, maybe you can readjust the variables so that you can have, you know, more than one kind of simultaneous meeting or whatever, like as things really open back up to, you know, the normal way of doing business. And you can just kind of tweak the variables in the calendar. And that's really cool because that's something that they can take with them now and continue to use it in the future. It's not like you're not just selling Band-Aids. It's not just like a quick fix, quick patch, just a small thing that you can do for now. And then in the future, you just kind of throw that away and go back to the way it was. And that's the mindset that most people have. It's like, in the future, everything's just going to be the way it was. We're just going to go back to the way things were. And you don't have to wait for that. And I don't really even think it's going to be like that. What I think is the much stronger offer, the better approach to all of this, is to say, here's some things that we can do that are good for now and good for the future. And then if you can get the original stuff back into the mix as well, now you can do both things. Like, for example, the telemedicine thing. It's like, you know, assuming it's just a little scratch like we had today. It's not a big deal. It's not like, you know, I have to physically go into an emergency room or something. if I just have a small problem, wouldn't it be great to be able to then consult with a doctor through my iPad rather than going into a waiting room? And that was just a tremendous experience. I really, really appreciated and enjoyed that. And my wife did too. Everybody, the whole situation was great for everyone. We could all be there. We could all see what was fine. We didn't expose ourselves to anything, you know, any other, you know, contaminants or whatever. And that's the kind of thing that, at the end of the call, we're like, hey, I hope you guys keep doing this. This is great. Thank you for, you know, providing telemedicine as part of your overall service. That's fantastic. And that's what we're talking about. Like, keep that in the future. Keep doing that. And also, when people can come back in physically, you know, have that too. Have both approaches. And that's really what we're talking about here. And that's why this is a high-ticket, long-term, results-driven solution for you, for your clients, and of course, even for your clients' customers as well. So everybody wins right on down the line. And that's what we're doing. So if that's the kind of thing that you're looking to do, head over to doublestack.net/call and let's get that working for you. So head over to doublestack.net/call. We'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes for free. And we'll talk about your skills. We'll talk about your clients. Tell me what's going on in your business. Tell me what's happening so that we can get a sense of how things are right now. And then we'll put a step-by-step plan in place to make sure that you're shifting your mindset and your business model and your clients' mindset and their business model and the types of offers you're making to your clients so that everybody wins straight on down the road. So there we go. So if that sounds awesome to you, head over to doublestack.net/call, and I look forward to talking to you.